Hey, welcome to another installment of the marketing automation discussion. It's just me, Alex, by myself today. I'm going to be talking about a routine that I had yesterday that answers a specific question that was posted on Quora regarding B2B lead generation and how to do it for free on an ongoing basis. So let's get started. All right, so the question that we're going to approach today is, what are some free or almost free daily marketing activities for B2B lead generation at a startup? Now, this is a great question, so I'll go ahead and recite what I wrote here in Quora. So if you're listening, you can just keep listening and not miss anything here. Now, I've been a B2B marketer for 11 plus years now. It took me a long time to find a lead generation strategy that I could execute every week, and the leads would be compounding. Now, you know, I've been executing the strategy I'm going to talk about in this podcast for a few months now, specifically this strategy, but I've been executing pieces of the strategy throughout my career. So this is the strategy I recommend and the routine I recommend if you are looking to generate high quality compounding leads for a B2B startup. Now, I will preface by saying that I believe every B2B company, startup or otherwise, needs to have somebody or multiple people in the company, preferably higher up, that are going to be the thought leaders under the pain points that that company solves. This requires at least one of you in your company to be a link builder, if you want to state it in that way. One of the responsibilities of this person is not just to build these links, but really kind of embrace the idea of being the thought leader. So they have to make sure their LinkedIn profile shows that they are the thought leader in that category. Make sure that they are collaborating with other experts. Make sure that they are researching a lot, you know, really embracing the idea of being the resource for the customers that that company has and their pain points. You got to be that resource and embrace that. It's not just a project. It's not just a once a week type of thing. You have to really become that person. For a lot of startups, the CEO and the co-founder are too busy to really embrace that and be that person online, at least show they are that person through a lot of publishing. So sometimes it defers back to the sales director or the head of sales or the head of marketing or a combination of a few of those people. Now, the reasons I suggest this sort of thought leadership content curation are, one, showing thought leadership will sell your services regardless of how many blog posts your site has or how good your funnel is. Nothing will get people through to purchase more than the respect they have in a thought leader. Number two, the practice of branding and thought leadership through content, if you follow a similar practice as below, will create a ton of quality links for your site, which in turn increases the likelihood people will link to your content. Therefore, those in need of reference links will see you as a quality resource, then link back to you. And we all know how important backlinks are for your site with regards to SEO. Number three, creating valuable content draws other thought leaders to you and can help you build a long-lasting referral as well as channel partnership via content syndication like podcasts, columns, YouTube show, etc. Now, the initial focus of this practice is on the following: building thought leadership around a specific topic, service, or keyword, personal branding on social sites and search, collaboration with experts under these said topics with a non-competing agenda. What I'm gonna do is highlight three platforms I believe you need to execute this: Quora, Anchor.fm, and LinkedIn. And again, we're talking about B2B lead generation on a tight budget. Now, what is Quora? Quora has over 200 million active users, and it's a Q&A platform. all answers, and this is important, are indexed for search. These factors combined make it a very attractive platform for publishers like myself. The audience on Quora are mainly affluent, with a large percentage being higher up individuals, executives, and investors. Further, it is a place where you can become a thought leader under a specific topic. Topics have followers and questions that get sorted into topics by keywords automatically. When you answer a number of questions under a topic, you receive views and impressions from search engines, as well as internal Quora search, as well as push notifications that get sent to anyone following that topic, and so on and so forth. Now, myself specifically, I'm focused on a couple different topics on Quora. I show a couple screenshots of what those look like and how the impact is for your personal brand. You know, you see the certain number of views that you get in Quora. That's all views on your face with your headline next to it. That headline can be what you do, it can be your company name, et cetera, et cetera. But you want that face, that name, and that tagline to show up and under as many of these questions as possible. And the questions being related to the pain point that your product or service solves. Now, Anchor.fm. Anchor.fm is a relatively new platform. It's a podcast syndication and creation platform backed by Google Venture. The main value of the platform is the automatic syndication of your recordings to, I believe, 8 different podcast directories at this moment. The main ones, iTunes and Spotify. Obviously, the ease of creation is a main benefit, but the syndication is what you really want. Again, it's free, at least right now at the time of this recording. So jump on and use it. Now, finally, LinkedIn. LinkedIn doesn't need much of an introduction. The last I checked, I believe it has 500 million monthly active users or more. More than 500 million monthly active users was their last report. It does have some downsides with relation to SEO, the links that you post on LinkedIn, and the articles are not indexed. So you don't get that added benefit that you get from Quora of being available for search. So it is reliant on you having either the ability to create really good content, which becomes somewhat viral within your network, or you have a very large network. I believe the max is 30,000. So make sure to use LinkedIn, at least spend as much time in LinkedIn as you deem valuable for the reach and the impressions and the results you get. Using the process that I'm going to describe, it is a 5-minute step that you take the content that you've already created and publish to LinkedIn. But I do not ever recommend just publishing content on LinkedIn. I call it content extrapolation, but that's what this process is all about, making your one piece of content into 10 plus URLs and getting it noticed everywhere and anywhere that B2B prospects exist, right? So when you are actively following this agenda, the results should be similar: an increase in site visitors and inbound leads which compound each month. The quality of leads increases with every month. The time to close decreases every month. Now, let's answer the question at hand. What do I do, right? So here is my 24-hour activity from the previous 24 hours. So late last night, and this is the night before last night that I actually was referring to. So, you know, I'm in bed, I'm looking through a Google sheet my virtual assistants compiled for me with my next Quora questions to answer. I decide which of the first 3 to answer in my next day's recording with my podcast co-host or by myself, depending on the topic. Then I find 3 closely related questions on Quora to the one that I'm interested in. I create a Google Doc with the question links at the top and my version of a loosely outlined answer. I send that Google sheet, I'm sorry, that Google Doc to my co-host that I'm going to be recording with, along with a few times that I'm able to record. Then I will try to do a late night post from my day's activities on LinkedIn. This in particular hour, I did not have time to do that, but I have a good number of people in Europe that I am connected with. So I try to do a post for them that gets to them during their morning routine around 6, 7 a.m. in Europe. Now that morning, the next morning, I woke up. I like to write in the morning. It's a good time for me. My ideas seem to flow faster before I eat breakfast. So I'll typically spend a good hour or so composing either a LinkedIn post out of the previous day's content, but writing on some level. Then, you know, I'll push the link out to all of my friends if I published a LinkedIn post, and make sure that gets some initial engagement. That's very important, that initial traction. So have a few people that you like to share your stuff with, send them a direct link to that post that you did on LinkedIn, or the Quora answer, of course, and get some initial traction. The first hour is really important for a lot of algorithms to show that it's a valuable answer. If I'm recording a podcast, which I was, the next thing I'll do is write the draft of what I'd like to touch on in the recording. So remember, I created that Google Doc where we're collaborating. If I have a co-host on that Google Doc with the topic, so we create an outline, we collaborate on that. Then what I'll do is I'll set up a new browser window with the topic shown in one tab, and then the Google Doc where I wrote my answers in another. Any other visuals that I want to show during the recording throughout the window. I like to clear my history just to make sure that my computer is working as fast as possible, and I like to close down any messaging platforms that I have. Now, after a quick break, I'll get on a phone call with my co-host to discuss that recording and get ready. When we're on the same page and we're ready to record, we break for 5 minutes, and then I open anchor.fm. and I get my headset or mic and all that situated to start the recording. The recording includes two separate audio files, one from my phone if I'm recording with a co-host. I use the Anchor FM app. And then the other is I use loom.io to go ahead and record the screencast. Now, after I've recorded that episode, my afternoon, I'll take a short break. I finished editing and publishing the podcast right after that in this order. So the podcast audio goes to anchor.fm through your dashboard. The video of the screencast that I recorded, as well as the audio for Anchor, goes into Camtasia, which I use to basically merge the two. So I like the audio from Anchor. It's better than my computer audio from Loom. So I'll use the audio from Anchor. I'll use the screencast, which shows my face, so I have to match up what my mouth is doing with the words from the podcast, and I'll compile a really good video and I'll upload that to YouTube. Next thing I do is take the embed code as well from YouTube, the video I just uploaded, as well as the embed code from Anchor, and go back to the question on Quora, and I will embed that to the question. Now, if I have not already at this point, what I'll do is I'll take the copy from the question that I answered on Quora with the embed codes from Anchor and YouTube, and I'll go to my blog and I will create a new blog post. That's the same question, maybe just change the title a little bit, publish the blog, actually publish it live, and then what I have to do is take the URL and submit it to Google Search Console. That's a very important step because, like I said, Quora is indexed by search. You do want authorship of this content, and you do want your post that has the content related to that question to hopefully outrank, at least if they're searching in your geographic area or with your name or your company name included, outrank the actual Quora post. Right? So you want to take authorship of that. So fetch as Google. And if you go to the video, you'll see what that looks like. I show a screencast of that. Now, if it is a very valuable piece of content that we've just created, The next thing I'll do is I'll go to one of my private Facebook groups or Slack channels, and I'll go ahead and create a nice post for the group members. If it's actionable and tactical, I'll go ahead and put it there as well. Finally, I'll publish the answer to Quora after the day's content was published. I go back to serving some client needs for a few hours yesterday afternoon, creating a thought leader out of, you know, a CEO client of mine using a similar step. So I'll go ahead and I tackled all that, got that out of the way. That evening, I went to, I think, play tennis, eat some dinner. I got back online and I started doing some more research for client needs. And then I got into my own personal research. Right now I'm researching a lot of stuff around verifying new domains, DMARC, DKIM, SPF records, that kind of stuff for new posts. So I did a little research about that. I found a few questions on Quora about the topic, went ahead and set up a time early next week to record based around that topic. Further, I made sure to follow anyone else following the topic of cold emailing, because it's specific to what I'm doing right now. So I want to go ahead and get them a push notification that I exist. So anyone following the topic, I'll go and follow them. Then they'll get a push notification. Sorry, this is in Quora. And then if I find them on LinkedIn, I'll go ahead and either follow them or send them a connection request or both on LinkedIn as well. And that, again, lets them know I exist. Hopefully they come back to my profile, see what I do, like what I do, and accept the connection request, follow me back, that kind of stuff. When client emails were done later last evening, I answered some of my initial questions that I had coming through, got that out of the way. Then what I'll do is I'll go ahead and write out another answer in a Google Doc. The lead generation for last night ended with me looking for a potential interview and source for my next valuable piece of content, which in this case was how to set up a new domain to ensure deliverability, authentication, and avoiding spam, et cetera, et cetera. So trying to find that co-host, that wrapped up my day. The next morning, my plan and execution was record a screencast of myself answering this particular Quora question, publish it on Anchor, publish it on YouTube, get that out of the way before I have to get wrapped up into more stuff. So hope you found this valuable. That is a Quora question, again, titled, "What are some free daily marketing activities for a B2B startup?" So hope you enjoy. Thanks.